الله 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 الله.
سورة ياسين, the heart of the Quran, قلب القرآن. So today we carry on where we stopped. And this is verse number 13. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions here in these verses that an incident that took place and for us to take lesson. Everything in the Quran Sharif is for us to take benefit, for us to take lesson. And this is going to help us, assist us spiritually. Sometimes we are feeling down spiritually. Sometimes we feel that we are not connected enough to move forward or to carry out those deeds which is going to assist us in the year after. So Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this Quran Sharif and we have to take full benefit. Hudal lil muttaqeen. It is guidance for the muttaqeen. So a question can come about that, but the muttaqeen already, they have taqwa already. But let's go before that. Then you'll understand. See, we are all sinners. Kullu bani Adam khata'un. Every son of Adam alayhi salam, with the exclusion of Anbiya alayhi salam, we are all sinners. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum, once they left this world in a state with iman, companionship, even if it was for one moment, whether they saw visually or not, because certain Sahaba radiallahu anhum were blind, they caught that moment with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now forever, radiallahu anhum wa radu an. You cannot castigate, you cannot use derogatory terms against the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hudal lil muttaqeen, guidance for the muttaqeen, for the Allah fearing. But you say, I'm not Allah fearing, but I want guidance. That desire, want for guidance, that in itself is going to assist you. But if you have ulterior motives, but if you are doing it for some other objective, you are using the Quran for something else. يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا. The Quran, it misleads many. The Quran, through this Quran, many are misled. And through this Quran, many are guided. Go back. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are dependent on intentions. Turn to Surah At-Talaq. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever fears Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will open up a way for him. So taking benefit from the Quran Sharif, this is what we want to do. As one husband, he said, one day something peculiar happened. He said, I was in a particular fight, argument with my wife. And I said, you know what, this time I'm just so tired, I'm going to do something different now. She was just trying to get by us still. But not pious as yet, you'll say. He will say even. But he said, this day, I just found, you know, let me do something different. And he said, today I'm going to open the Quran Sharif. I'm going to ignore. I'm going to sit in seclusion, open the Quran Sharif. And there he came to the verse where Allah Azza wa Jal says that some of your spouses, your wives and children are a fitna. And he smiled. He said, Allah, how? Because he was reading it with a translation. And he said, Ya Allah, you assist me. And that alone was consolation. See, psychologists, what they do, they just give you a hearing and you have to pay so much. Just that you understanding, Ya Allah, you know what I'm going through. So he goes back in the kitchen and his wife is looking at him smiling. And he says, but what's, 1 minute you were angry, totally red hot blood coming out from your face. And now you totally cool and calm. What happened? He said, no, Allah is kind. So he said, I don't want to say anything further. So he said, for her, sometimes you've got to use your brains even. That is why when a person is passing away, you cannot frustrate that person or put so much of pressure for him to recite the kalima. Because that there is that moment that he might reject it. And that rejection is going to prove more fatal for him in the year after. So what must you do? You have to use your intelligence. Sometimes we must not drive people to say the wrong things, because then they come out of the fold of Islam. So he said, I'm not going to say all of this. Yeah. I'm just going to hold back. He said, Allah is kind. You know the beauty of the Quran Sharif. But he knows in his heart how Allah Azza wa Jal, you see, Allah Azza wa Jal guides. Use it when you're sincere. But go see all these firqa batila. They use all of these verses of the Quran Sharif for their own agenda, because it's either money driven, and you'll see in these verses now, who must you follow? We'll come to that verse now. Let's go into it. Verse number 13, Allah Azza wa Jal speaks about وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And cite to them the example of the people of the town when the messengers came to it. So here, Al-Qarya, where is it? What is it? We told you. The best is what Mulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali say. Oh, he had said. And he said, Abhimu ma abhamahu Allah. Keep that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept ambiguous, keep it ambiguous. Abhimu ma abhamahu Allah. Now you're going to go into the details. We're going to lose track of the lesson because time is limited. So this is the best way. Al-Qarya, you'll see. And later it says Al-Madina. So verse 14. When you go to verse 14, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions these two messengers. So here it's important to say. So we'll say it here. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Let's first quote the verse.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون.
When we sent to them two and they rejected them both, so we supported them with the third one. So they said, we are sent to you. So that's direct translation, verse 14. When we send to them two meaning two messengers. Now comes the question, these messengers. So they rejected the people, inhabitants of this location. They rejected them both. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, we supported them with a third one. And they said, Inna ilaykum mursalun, we are sent to you. Now you know the word Rasul, Rusul, these words appear in the Quran Sharif, it means messengers. Mursal also means sent, and these are generally, it is used for Anbiya alayhimus salam. So when we see, there are two opinions here. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and others have said that these three elders, they were the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Their names were given in one narration, Ibn Kathir rahimullah has mentioned it, Sadiq, Saduq, and Shal'um. In another narration, this third name appears as Shim'un. So they, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu and others, they have taken it as to be that these are the prophets of Allah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu anhu, he has taken Mursalun because we said, Inna ilaykum Mursalun, verse 14. We are sent to you. We are messengers sent to you, Mursalun. Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu anhu, he says Mursalun is the disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. The disciples of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So based on the notion, their sender, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, was a messenger of Allah, and they were carrying the message of Isa alayhi salam. So he looks at it from this angle. So this also is a opinion that is considered. Verse 15, not our own opinions. Remember this, we cannot give our own opinions here. These are major mufassireen, have deep knowledge of the Quran Sharif. Now we turn to verse 15.
قَالُوا مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ.
They said, you are no more than human beings like us. And the Most Merciful has not sent down anything. You are but telling a lie. Qalu, they said, ma antum illa basharum mithluna. You are no more than human beings like us. And wama anzala rahmanu min shay. And the Most Merciful has not sent down anything. In antum illa takdhibun. You are but telling a lie. So this you learn. When you are speaking the truth, you are conveying the message, people reject. How they reject, it's strange. They will say, you are just human beings like us. Allah has not sent anything. Sometimes we are so deep in sin that we don't want the truth to prevail because we love the enjoyment we're getting in sin. But is there really enjoyment in sin? Or is it this deception that we are drowning in? You know, sometimes when you are living around a foul smell, you become so used to it, you don't even get that smell anymore. Nay, instead, you become used to that smell. But for a foreigner, for a strange person to come in that locality or just to drive past, he says, oh, this smell is terrible. But let him stay there for a month, 2 years, and then he's totally, that smell is part of him now. He feels uncomfortable. Now imagine this, apply it. When you are so used to shaitan's ways that now You haven't weaned yourself off. Ramadan is come, shaitan is locked up, chained, but you're still engaging in vice, sin, and you feel not normal because you feel abnormal because you are not engaging in your usual routine of sin. But Ramadan is there to break that evil routine of ours and come onto this pure path, connect to the Quran Sharif. This is our objective. So they made these statements and they said, you are no more than human beings like us. It's nothing intelligent to be saying, but because they lack spiritual intelligence, so the answers that they blurt from their mouths is also unintelligent, foolish. Verse 16.
قَالُوا رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ لَمُرْسَلُونَ وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ.
They said, our sustainer knows that we are undoubtedly sent to you. These messages said, verse 16, they said, our sustainer knows that we are undoubtedly sent to you. Verse 17, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And our obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly. So verse 17, lesson we learn, people will taunt you. You're carrying them. You are speaking about the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will say this, they will say that. You need not. We don't claim you prophets or anything. Khatamun Nabiyyin, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come. No more prophets to come. But you have to continue saying the message, and that is why Allah is the greatest. What i'lan do they make? Obey the commands of Allah and follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Success lies in this. So we have to keep this in front and we have to make it our duty to say that we must promote. We ourselves must practice on the sunnah and also speak about the sunnah. Take the miswak. A miswak is just a stick for those who don't have iman or whose iman is weak. But for those who have iman, this is not just anything. As-siwaku mitharatun lil-fami wa mardhatun li-rabbi. It's a cleanser for the mouth and it achieves or it attains, acquires the pleasure of Allah. So we have to see in this direction. When you do all of this beautiful sunnahs, you implement it, imbibe it in your life. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ Allah will make you beloved. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ And He will forgive you your sin. Turn to verse 31, chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran. So our obligation is no more than to convey the message clearly. People can taunt, say this, that. It must be proven that this is Sharia first. Then you must practice and not have any other evil hidden agenda too, or doing it for the money. And then you will see there will be, inshallah, success for you or awaiting you in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us. Now tomorrow we'll see how they never just stopped there. It wasn't just that rejection. They went further to say, you are a bad omen for us. You have caused all of this for us.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.